you one bit," Gordon said, admiring Autry's youthful build. "Hey, easy there. I might mistake what you're saying as flirting," Autry joked. John walked up and embraced Autry. "Good to see you." "Same. Same. Wow, it's like old home week," Autry said, a big grin gracing his face. Hunter and Sebastian sauntered up. "Autry, these are my grandsons, Hunter and Sebastian," Gordon said, introducing the boys. "Nice to meet you," Autry said, shaking their hands firmly. "And I know you know this beauty," Gordon said, referring to Haley, who stood a few feet back. "Of course. How are you, Haley?" Autry said, embracing her tenderly. "Nice to see you, Mr. President," Haley said, keeping with protocol. "We won't have any of that. Just call me Autry." "If you insist," Haley said shyly. "Please, come in," Autry said, and escorted them inside the large house. Inside, Gordon looked around at the ornate, decorated house. "Looks like you're still living large," Gordon said. "Life has its ups and downs, as we both know, but money always comes easy to me," Autry said, draping his arm over Gordon's shoulders. He looked at his old friend and said, "So glad to see you. It's been forever, man." "That it has," Gordon said. "Let's go get you a drink, huh?" Autry asked. "Do you have anything to eat?" Sebastian asked, coming forward. "Sure," Autry said. "Always think